dearest Sylvia, the problem is simple. I want too much. I hope you want to be alive, be a part of this world and not hunger for more, not reach as far as you can.
What are you talking about, James? Tell her how you feel.
If someday you were to join me.
Let out the pirate, James!
Oh, wait, look!
Perhaps this topsy-turvy world would make sense to me.
Oh, God.
Dear James, I too feel the world is topsy-turvy, and it doesn't always make sense. Sometimes I sit quietly and imagine the ease and the beauty of the past, with its seemingly simple needs. And like you, I want so many things. But why not reach as far as you can, for as long as you can?
Sylvia!
Am I interrupting?
No, no, not at all.
I know this will be too, but I wanted to get you something for your opening night. Oh. I thought you might like this.
Well, you didn't have to.
I know I didn't have to.
A crow puppet. Oh, I love the colour.
Well, you should be in something bright for your opening night.
I can't believe you're finally receiving the play.
Oh, we can't wait. The boys have never been to an opening night.
And after you'll be moving into your new house.
It's amazing. Lately, amidst all the craziness and change, I feel serene. It's the small things, the everyday things, losing a button off Michael's shirt that drive me mad.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Could you tie it on me?
I don't know if I remember.
So that's only one of my favourite moments in Peter Pan.
Oh, you must give it all away.
It's the one in which Peter confuses a thimble for a kiss.
He does what?
But Wendy desires him to kiss her, but he doesn't know what a kiss is. He's never heard the word before. So he says, quite innocently, I should love to give you a thimble. Silliness, isn't it?
Oh, no, it's sweet. It's different. Do they kiss?
They do.
Does he like it?
The thimble? Yes, he does. Very much.
Does it affect him?
It does. Deeply.
True strength can be gentle, a heart sentiment.